Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, we're in the final days of our spring fundraiser, the follow-through for KOSU campaign. We certainly have appreciated the response so far of our listeners, and we're grateful to you and Ann for your support of KOSU.
Well, wow. Congratulations on what you've achieved so far on this drive. You've done great, but you know it's like being in the red zone now. You're in those last few yards are tough, and so we really need a lot of help from the listeners and supporters to get us to a place we've never been this high. Well, Ann and I have always been a supporter of public radio and public television. And we do it because I think it provides its information that you really can't get anywhere else, or in a form that you can't get anywhere else. So obviously, it's commercial free. You can devote a lot more time to a story, which really helps develop it and understand it. I especially appreciate the great local content that you have on KOSU. You really learn a lot about the issues going on in our state that is simply not available anywhere else in radio. So I think for all those reasons, public radio is a very, very valuable resource to the state of Oklahoma. And as a land-grant school, part of our mission is to serve our state. And so I think KOSU does a great job of doing that.
And again, many thanks to you and Ann for your major support of KOSU, and to you as president of Oklahoma State University for your leadership in supporting us.
We're happy to do it.
Let's turn to the OSU Cheer Squad, some recent national recognition.
You bet. OSU's Cheer Squad has won two national titles this year. It's the second time in 3 years that the Oklahoma State Cheerleaders have come home with the National Cheerleading Association's College Nationals as national champions. And a tip of our hat and a great note of appreciation and applause for Leroy McCullough, who is the coach, who unfortunately is departing OSU and going to Dallas to be closer to his family. But he's just done a marvelous job for OSU. And, of course, our OSU spirit coordinator and POM coach, Tracy Whitwer, works with both cheer squads. And everybody that's watched them they're amazed at what these students can do. And I've so enjoyed and I'm so appreciative that they've been able to garner these awards, because they certainly deserve it.
And Burns, the cheer squad isn't the only entity at OSU receiving recognition. How about the work of undergraduate and freshman research?
Absolutely. OSU received recognition recently for its work in the undergraduate and freshman research area. And this is a very important area. You know, I mentioned land-grant mission. It's basically instruction, research, and extension of that research and the talent that we educate with our state, the nation, and the world. And so research is at the core, at the very center of our mission, and therefore it's important that we introduce our students to research early. We're one of the few institutions that provide research opportunities for freshmen. So when you first get here as a student, you're going to get the opportunity to do real research, not just make work. And we've expanded that dramatically. Our faculty has supported it strongly. The award we received honors the research programs that meet a unique need and show creativity, demonstrates innovation, and will have a targeted impact and improve things like retention here at the university. We're very proud of our students, and we're proud that OSU introduces them to research and its importance right from the beginning.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.